Penguin Random House Audio presents Book 3 of the Draconis Memoria, The Empire of Ashes, by Anthony Ryan. Read for you by Steve West. 1. The Artisan's Shadow. From the Journal of Miss Luella Tithencroft, Sonora, 27th Termester, 1600. Company Year, 211. I awoke from another dream of Corrick, as is my wont most mornings in these troubled times. If, as the infrequent responses to my many letters to the Maritime Protectorate insist, Lieutenant Corrick Hylemore is most likely dead, as opposed to merely missing, he appears to have left behind a very busy ghost. My humor is misplaced, I know. Cruel, even. To myself, if not the memory of the man I loved. Still love. At least be honest with yourself, Luella. But I find it preferable to the weeping and mewling expected of my sex. The dream was different again. My erstwhile fiancé's nightly visits are rich in variety, if not clarity. I would dream of him before, of course, especially during those long awful months of separation, thanks to his slavish service to our corporate overlords. Even more so during the unjust Dalcyon slaughter the Syndicate chooses to call an emergency. But those dreams were more like memories, my mind seeking his company in somnolence when it was denied me in the waking hours. Walks in the park, stolen hours of intimacy away from my parents' ever-prying gaze, are many, many wonderful arguments. I used to cherish my